Hey guys, it's your host, Tay Flo. Thanks for listening to another episode of Malaprops and Moxie. On this episode, I have my good friend, Sarah, who I've known for about 10 years, and we have really gone through a lot of life together. We are going to be talking about how to have hard conversations with friends and coming out on the other end, still friends. What does that look like when your friends, your family members maybe think differently than you, believe in different things, sit on different political sides, how to actually have healthy conversations and be able to continue a relationship past that. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you take something out of it and happy listening. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Malaprops and Moxie. It's Taylor Florio, your host, Tay Flo, and I have a really good friend here as my new guest. This episode is something that actually has been in the works for a long time, and we've just not been good about actually making it happen. It was actually her idea. Her name is Sarah. Sarah, would you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah. I am a friend of Tay Flo's. I'm a teacher. We've known each other probably almost the whole time she's lived in the Queen
City. Yeah, like a decade at least.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Almost longer now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm here to chat about something really cool.
Yeah, so we today's Malaprop in real life is about having hard conversations but still being able to maintain friendship and relationship with someone. So if it's like you believe in different religious topics, or you sit on different sides of the political spectrum, or I don't know, you want to have hard conversations about racial equality with someone and they obviously don't align with you. Like, how do you have conversations like that, but still maintain a friendship? Like, you know, everybody's throwing the word around cancel, but like, yeah, like how do you not just like totally break that relationship and never talk to them again? And it's, you know, beyond repair. So luckily, Sarah and I have been able to maintain a really good friendship. Like we've known each other for so long. And I think you and I have been through so many facets of life. Like yes. We've been coworkers. Yep. We've obviously just been like regular girlfriends. Yep. We've are part of the same group of girls.
Yep.
We've traveled. Yep. We've experienced loss. Yep. Like we've experienced like so many different things, yep. Right?
It's crazy. It's crazy to think what's happened in the last 10 years.
I know. It does. I mean, obviously I know I've lived in Charlotte for a minute and so have you, but yeah, it's weird to think that it's been like an entire decade.
It's weird to think about how I met you.
I know.
And I'm like, wait, what's going on with this girl?
Yeah. We met at work for anyone who is wondering. So we were coworkers first, friends next.
Yep.
And that has just ebbed into like a lifetime of having a really dynamic relationship.
Yep.
And so we're going to just dive right in. I can't remember the last time or like the first time we like maybe realized that you and I think differently about certain things. And
I can't think about when it was,
but it's
just
happened.
Always been that way.
Right.
It's just always been that way.
Well, and something I love about you, which you know you best, but
thanks.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know Sarah, like she is very straightforward. Like you're
Jersey
not
Jersey girl.
Can't yeah.
Help it.
You're from Jersey.
I can't help it. It just comes out there.
Well, and you come from a big family. You're not a very shy group of people. And so that obviously is like part of who you are.
So if anybody's listening, that's the type of girl I am.
If anyone's listening, wink, wink. Anyways, you're very straightforward. You just have this way about you. Whereas it's funny because I think when we work together, I saw that in you. And I am more of like a fluffy, let's make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of conflict kind of person. So.
Yeah, but I just right in there. Like, right. I want to know. I wish that the world walked around with like, not like a dating profile above their head, but like almost like a little bubble. So I could just like get those like core nitty gritty things like down to it. Cause I'm like, cause to me, and I know we're going to get into it. Like those are the things that makes a lot of people tick. And a lot of times you don't know that about even your closest friends. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. Yes. You
until do it like comes out.
Yes. But like, just like you're saying, like, yes, you know, you try to avoid the conflict and, you know, keep everyone happy. And I do like to do that to a degree. That's more my dad's style than my mom's. But I definitely feel like if you know those things about someone, we were talking about this, that it makes you understand them more, mm-hmm. and you can see why they're coming at, you know, the way that they're thinking.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said that, because I feel like right now a lot of people are, well, not right now, but in the last couple of years, people have been obsessed with personality yep. tests, like the Enneagram, yep. and I, me included. And I like strive to make people understand who yep. I am as a type, yep. right? Yep. And so like, why don't we spend that same energy helping each other understand also why we think and do the things that we do?
So it's funny that you say that. So I feel like as a teacher and working with kids, I feel like that's my job.
Mm.
Like my job is to figure out what makes each one of them tick
mm.
and how I can make them be successful.
Mm.
And for
tick as in like good or bad?
Either way.
Oh, okay.
Like what makes them upset? Like avoid that with so-and-so. Like
yeah.
that's not going to go well. They don't handle like taking away someone's book is not yeah. going to do something for one, where other kid and another kid might be like, oh my gosh, you took my book.
Yeah.
Like, I really need to take it down a notch.
Yeah.
And, but like, we don't do that as adults.
Mm.
You know, we really,
I just want to snap into the mic real quick.
Well, think about that.
No, it's so true.
And think about, you know, we were talking about social media
mm-hmm.
and we were yeah. talking about, you know, with getting to know someone and with getting to know their
yeah.
Enneagram or whatever. How do you say Enneagram?
Enneagram.
Enneagram. Yeah, that's weird. I feel like I should say it with an accent. Like I'm
Enneagram.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But I'm just thinking about that. Like, if you don't know why someone's posting something or why yeah. they're continuously saying certain things, I don't know. Anyways.
No, let's talk about it. That's like why we're here. So I guess from the perspective of social media, which we can start maybe from that kind of facet where okay. you're behind a screen, and
yeah.
then we can move into like you and I being face to face
in
a bar talking yep. about yeah. heated debates and still ending up happy at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. So social media, I know, and I don't know if you want me to share this, great. If not, I can take it out. But when you brought it to my attention that you had kind of stopped following a lot of mm-hmm, people, me mm-hmm, included, mm-hmm. because of
muted, not unfollowed.
Or muted. Sorry. Gosh, maybe I just heard unfollowed and got really
No,
sad.
I would never do
okay,
that.
Okay. You know, it's obviously because of something, right?
Yep.
Like people are seeing an overload of a message that doesn't sit right, whether it's making them angry, making them uncomfortable, making them sad, mm-hmm. making them whatever, mm-hmm. right? It's kind of like how if you break up with somebody, you like totally delete every
I've never
every remnants
that.
Of their ex so that you don't have to be reminded of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like what goes through your head when you see anything on Instagram that like obviously is not aligned with what you think, and then like translating that into like who that person is, why they did it, blah, blah, blah.
So two things. So, well, maybe like a million things, but let's just start maybe with these two. Okay. So it's kind of funny because if you think about it, we were just talking about how I try to get to know someone
mm-hmm.
and get to know what makes them tick. So you'd think I'd want to see that on social media.
Mm, yeah.
So you'd think I'd understand it.
Mm.
But the problem with social media is reposting and the way that people just, you know, put something up there in the heat of a moment, or at least that's how it feels to me.
100%, yeah.
It's like, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm this, I'm that. And I totally get that. And, but I guess for me, what I want to see when I'm on social media is like, I want to see like, whether it is something, you know, that makes you mad, sad, happy or whatever, I want to see you and your life.
Mm.
Like, I guess that politics, religion and whatever the other things are that you're not supposed to talk about, like I'm okay talking about,
mm.
but I don't want you to shove 10 articles a day down my throat.
Mm.
Me viewing that on your Instagram story is not going to educate me, but
yeah.
you and I having a conversation at a bar might change my mind.
Yeah.
Two totally different things.
It's true. Cause like, just because we reshare things.
Yeah. What's that
what
do?
Are the odds that someone's actually going to click on it and be like, I'm going to spend 10 minutes reading through this and
yeah.
see what Taylor meant by
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. yeah. And like the thing is, the other thing is for me, I also do not want to read 10 articles.
Yeah.
Do not post 10 articles. Like yeah. I, and that's not you obviously, but I am going to mute you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see your dog. Like I want to see your kid like on Christmas morning when they open up something so wonderful or mm. something like that. Like, or even if it is something sad, like I want to see that and I want to be there for you. But,
yeah.
but like, I don't want to read that at the end of the day. Like when I'm scrolling through my phone or in the beginning of the day, it's just not.
Yeah,
not my style. Like a meme, maybe a funny yeah. meme to try to get something across politically. I get that.
Right.
But
yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's true. We were talking about how there's like everybody has. Well, when Instagram started, the purpose was literally to post pictures. Of
yep.
yourself or your food.
Yep. yep.
And now it's obviously evolved into a way bigger
yep.
thing.
Yep.
And so
mini Facebook now.
Right. At @Tay_flow was me posting really dumb pictures when you look back at like yep. the beginning of my feed. Yep. And then like as you get more evolved into the account, you know, you can see that there's, we've all kind of turned it into a platform.
Yep.
And so it's good and bad, right? Because I think there are people that legit live under rocks, don't watch the news, don't read articles, that only see social. And so sometimes it's like, oh, wow, they would have never known this happened or that this perspective is out there had celebrity X not posted, whatever. But that's like,
oh, that's another thing that drives me nuts.
I know. People using like,
oh my gosh, like I listen to your music. I don't care who you vote for. I really don't. Like,
I know. But you know, I guess devil's advocate, some people do care, right? Like some people.
Okay, but let's get into that. Okay. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I think.
Why does that matter who your favorite celebrity votes for?
Well, because I think people don't know how to make decisions for themselves. I think some people are like you. I mean, not to use your example, but. There are people out there, I believe, who refuse to read articles, refuse to do their research. And so if it's easy that Matthew McConaughey, I don't know why he just popped into my head.
He actually was pretty active.
Was he? Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah. So I don't follow him, but.
He kind of stayed pretty moderate from what I saw, but I could be wrong.
But yeah, so let's say he's like your celebrity crush or you like look up to him because you love all of his movies. That might be where you choose to get your information because not only do you like looking at him, but you don't mind listening to him. And then you're like, oh, I learned something in the meantime. Not saying that's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I just really do believe that there are people, maybe younger people, who aren't getting their information from other sources.
But then again, like, I wish there was almost like an Instagram for like political things.
Yeah.
Just have that separate, like, or maybe like filter. If Instagram, you're listening, filter them out. So that way.
Well, that is a whole other topic.
I know. But seriously though, like filter it out. So it's like, if that's what you want your Instagram to be, let it be that your feed to be that way. But like, I guess for me, maybe it goes back to if you want to have those hard conversations, they need to be face to face. So you're not misinterpreting things.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You and I have had a lot of practice in this and at the most random times, like
cabin.
Yeah. We've done it on my birthday week in cabin. We've done it at a bar. We've done it in car rides.
Yep.
I mean, and that's what I think is so nice about it. It's very organic the way it gets brought up. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, I'll speak for me, but every time I feel like a conversation is shifting into, okay, we're going there.
Yeah.
I do get nervous, but I feel safe. Like I don't get
nervous.
Well, you're a different personality than me. I'm afraid of conflict. So I'm like, what is it about that?
Yeah. But I guess like, I don't know. We've had so many conversations where I'm like, oh, I didn't think about it like that.
Mm.
Or you've asked me questions and I'm like, well, here's what I've seen, you know, doing what I do.
Yeah.
And this is why I feel the way I feel. Totally. And you're like, okay, that makes more sense why you feel that way. Or that makes more sense why you do this. And you know, with other people in life, I've had the same conversations and they'll say, well, like, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm like, do it. Get involved. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing with like those hard conversations. Like, put yourself in that person's shoes. You know, go out there, be in the community, you know, do the hard things.
Yeah.
Make yourself uncomfortable. Because if you don't ever get to that point, you aren't ever going to grow and you're not going to learn.
Yeah, because we can look through a glass, you know, door all we want, but the understanding and perspective will never come unless we are actually trying to legitimately see the other side, right? So I think for me, like, biggest takeaways from our conversations was learning how to, like you said, ask about, like, why.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a conversation about, like, the economy and you fell on one side, I fell on the other. If I didn't understand, it's like, well, this is what I think. Like, why do you think that way? And then you obviously have a very different career than I do.
So
you do have different perspectives. Yep. So it is really interesting to, and I also don't have kids, so I could see.
Yeah, I don't either though. So
yeah, but
I mean, I got 20. Well, no, currently I have 40 of them at one time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like, I think if I was a parent, and you were a teacher, I'd be like maybe a little more understanding.
Yep.
But I literally don't even know what it's like, right?
Yep.
So I do appreciate hearing your side of things because it does make me understand why you think the way you think, right?
Yeah, and like I feel like, I mean, what, like, are you considered public, private sector? Like, are we both public sector? Like,
well, with our jobs?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm public for sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're public.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're in the public sector of our industry.
Yeah, but that's like that's also interesting because of the communities we serve.
True.
Very different communities.
So true. Because you're right. Because our previous job that we worked together in was more of a private thing, and so it was controlled by very, very small different bodies.
Which that's
of people.
A whole other. I could get into private versus public. I could talk all day about that. Right.
But episode two.
Yeah.
I think too, and I don't know if this is you and I's personality or the what we learned in college or just how we were raised. I don't know. But it seems like every time we speak, we're interested in
listening.
Well, coming with like neutral grounds. Okay. Like I don't ever feel like you're out to like joust me and I don't feel the need to attack you, if that makes sense, right?
But you also never say anything hurtful to me. Mm. And I hope I never say anything hurtful to you. Like, I think when we go at conversations, like we've been saying, it's like a why do you feel this way kind of thing. But it's never, oh, you're dumb or you don't know what you're talking about. Mm. And a lot of times I'll say, well, I didn't see that. Like, tell me.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And I don't think it's just like you're saying, it's never a combative way. So, so how do we get more people to have those conversations and say, you know what, you feel that way because you feel that way.
Yeah.
How do we change that?
I mean, I think, okay, this is like going back into my one of my college classes that I took. Ooh. It was it logic? I was a communications major. And so I took a lot of rhetoric and communications and like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, psychology major, so I could analyze.
Oh my God. I think it was maybe a psychology class. It was either psychology or a logic class. Cause I remember reading a lot of books on, it was philosophy, not psychology.
Deep.
Wow, I really remember that quickly.
You should get your transcript.
There is a book called I and Thou, and I couldn't tell you who it's written by. Whoopsies, I wasn't prepared to bring it up, but look it up, I and Thou. And it's all about what happens when we communicate and we use certain words. So when you're in a argument and you use the word you, it automatically is like makes the other person put up a defense, right? Because it's like, Sarah, you went to Harris Teeter without me.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, whoa, like, sorry, you know? Yep. Whereas if you use the word I, you know, it's like, I felt sad when I heard you went to Harris Teeter without me.
Yep.
Totally different approach. Yep. Yeah. So in my personal opinion and what I've learned in college and just like having had relationships, I do think that instead of me saying in a, you know, well, I think it's dumb that your party says this, obviously that is going to make someone feel like attacked and ashamed or whatever and feel the need to defend, where it's like, I understand that your party believes this. Like, can you help me understand why?
Right.
Same question, different words, way more mature.
Yep.
And so I would hope that adults.
Yep.
At
could
least
do the same thing.
At least adults, if not young adults, could have the wits about them to check themselves before they speak or repost or whatever it is and figure out how they approach a conversation like that.
Well, so, okay, so now I'm trying to think. So I'm trying to think of why we can do this and why it started that way. Mm. When I was in high school, I took a political science class and my teacher was like, I'm never going to tell you who I'm affiliated with if I'm affiliated with anyone. Mm,
yeah.
Because I need to remain like impartial. As an educator, I have to too.
Right.
And I am. Right. You know, obviously I can do that and I hope anybody can do that. That might be something that people need to learn to do to be impartial in certain situations. And I bet you most people could do it at work. But the other thing is, as a teacher, if I can do that at work and I can treat however many kids who are coming at me with 40 different viewpoints from their homes and different countries and different cultures. Like, you know, maybe that's what we need to do. We need to like, you know, put on our hats like, okay, if I wouldn't want this conversation, you know, because that's what I think about in college. They told us if you wouldn't want it on the front page of your hometown newspaper, don't do it or don't post it. And I feel like that's stuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I'm in the classroom and I mean, I teach, you know, younger kids, but like, I think about it like, gosh, if this was ever filmed, especially now on Zoom, apparently mm-hmm. that's happening. Mm-hmm. If this was on Zoom, if this was recorded, whatever, like what would this child's parent think?
Mm.
Or what would my boss think?
Right.
And so like if we went about conversations like that, like, you know, I mean, I would hope people don't get heated at work and things like that. So just treat every conversation like that. Like, you know, hey, I want to hear your point of view. I want to hear where you're coming from. I want to hear why you feel this way. And then I guess at the end of the conversation, you just gain insight about that person. But it doesn't have to make you, you know, offended.
Mm-hmm.
That's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody else wants to have a pink mohawk, like go for it.
Right.
And if that offends you, well, that's a whole nother story. Seriously. Like,
Sarah loves pink.
What? Yes, I do. I intend to be a principal with pink hair one day.
Love it.
But anyways, I don't know. Maybe that's how we need to come at it. We need to come at it like, it doesn't matter what at the end of this conversation goes. It's not going to, why should that change my relationship with Tayflo?
Right. Shouldn't. Well, and I think too, you said it without saying it. The goal is not to completely flip someone else's thoughts and beliefs. Like it's to help gain perspective. And so, you know, I have someone in my life who I believe based on how they've interacted with me, their sole goal was to like try to flip me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you are breaking our relationship. Yep. You are breaking everything we've ever built. What you may or may not know about me.
Right.
Like strictly by the way you're approaching me right now. And despite my request to change the narrative, like it, you know, you didn't change. And so it's like, how am I supposed to want to talk to you?
Right.
If you are so certain to like shove certain things down my throat, like that's not the right approach.
So then I guess that goes back to my social media thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not choosing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be flipped. I want to hear your opinion,
mm-hmm.
but not in that manner.
Not through social.
Yeah.
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 You know, the social thing I think is like, again, we're not trying to change anyone's mind. We're just trying to help better future conversations with friends so that we're not all pissed at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we can say pissed, yes.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I put explicit.
I said crap in school one day and it was like, and I was like, oh, wow, is that a bad word?
Yeah, no, we cuss in this podcast, even though young people listen to it. It's fine. I don't even know what I was saying.
You're not trying to change the way people do things on social.
Right. But yes. And so maybe it's just your personal decision of, you know, don't interact with these types of accounts or these types of posts, or just like you said, mute them if they're, if it's too much. And then maybe if you care enough, like go find that person and be like, hey, it is obvious that you are hella passionate about X.
Yep.
I would love to hear more. I want to help understand where you're coming from, because it seems like you are really upset or whatever XYZ about this.
That's a good point. I don't know if anyone's ever said that to me in a conversation. Like, I can tell you're passionate. Why are you passionate?
I haven't had anyone ask me that. I've had someone approach me about my exposure to certain hot topics, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I can tell that you like have more knowledge or exposure to this, like how do I get there? Which I was, when my friend did that, I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is, to me, and this is opposite of what we've been saying, like, that's why I post, is to hopefully, so that it grabs somebody. Because, I mean, reality is we're in COVID. Like, we can't see everyone all the time. It makes us either really good or really bad at, like, keeping in touch with the people we were used to interacting with a lot.
But I think you can post it in an educational way.
Totally.
Instead of, like, shoving this down your throat 10 times a day, 10 different articles,
you
know, in an offensive way. I'm not offended when someone posts something of a different opinion of me. I just don't want to read 10 things of that a day. And I also, just like you're saying, you know, about the person in your life that you feel like is trying to flip you, I don't necessarily want to be flipped. First of all, I have feelings on all the sides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. But the other thing is when you're trying to, you know, educate someone on a topic, I think just like you're saying, you're posting your thoughts and feelings and experiences. That's very different
mm-hmm.
than reposting something.
Yes, I agree.
Two very different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, if you're offended by someone posting their own feelings, you can't really, that's going to be troublesome in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And I think it does help when someone has a good self-awareness of themselves. Mm-hmm. Like I think a lot of political driven tension can just come from like external factors. Mm-hmm. And then you don't really think about internally, like, why am I not, or why am I not affected by this, or why am I affected by this? And, you know, it's so easy in this day to like absorb, 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 feel, feel, feel based on what you're absorbing. But it's like, well, what about what I went, what about this trauma that I experienced as a kid? Or what about my parents who had this effect on me because of whatever? Like, we don't do that anymore as much.
No.
And we need to. So I think I'm blessed and grateful to, I would say, for myself, for being somewhat self-aware, and for friends like you who also have the same ability to, like, you know who you are, but you're also not afraid to take an inward look at why you are the way you are, right? Like, and I would say the majority of our friends are like that, which
but do you think it's because the majority of our friends have been outside of their comfort zones? Like, I feel like the people that shove things down your throats are the ones that have always been in the same place.
100%. Yes.
That think is about that.
So true. Yes.
Like, think about how many times we've been in uncomfortable situations, uncomfortable places. I mean, gosh, when I think about what I did right out of college, I'm like, what an idiot. Like, who let you do that? Yeah. Like, gosh, I wish I could go back and, like, you know, not do it all over again, but, like, maybe be more professional. Make not ask people their astrological signs in an interview.
Weirdo.
I was told not to do that, but
that was funny.
No, but seriously, like, if you know, that maybe that's another thing. When you see those things that make you uncomfortable, or when you have those conversations where you feel like you're being attacked or someone's trying to flip you, maybe you need to take a step back and be like, okay, they're coming at me this way because they literally know nothing else. Which is so sad.
And that's when it's important to ask questions.
Yeah.
So that you can understand.
Yeah. And tell them your story.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I feel this way because this way.
Yeah.
This is what's happened to me. Just like you said, your life experiences have changed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to get along.
I know.
I just everyone to get along. I want everyone to, like, I want every, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, I don't know. I think about, like, again, back to, like, being a kid and being around kids. Like, kids don't have that, like, same thing. Like, I want adults to mimic
childlike,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I love that we're all different, and I love that we do think differently, but you can be different and get along.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And well, it's going to take a lot of hard work. Yeah. You know, it's not easy. And so that right there is why, you know, we as humans and adults have to really sign up for hard work and practice.
Yeah, because we're also, like, think about having, like, oh my gosh, this is going to sound so terrible, but I use this example all the time in school. There's a SpongeBob episode where Squidward goes and lives in a community with all Squidwards.
Okay.
They all have the same house. They all have the same bike. Okay. And he does it for like a week, and he like goes crazy because he's so bored.
Right.
So like, if you're, you know what? That's actually good. Link it back to shoving someone's things down your throat and someone trying to change you. Okay, if you want all the same, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go be somewhere where you're all going to think the same way and do the same things. You'll be bored.
Yeah.
In 2 seconds.
You'll very quickly realize.
Yes.
That's so true.
It's a silly example, but like, what would you talk about if you all had the same jobs and did the same things?
You would just circle around the same conversation until you were blue in the face, probably.
Or watch the same reality TV shows and talk about the same things all the time.
Right.
Every Monday night. Whatever.
There are certain things that are nice to have consistency. Yes. But I totally get what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we need to focus on.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if we were to, I don't know, if you want to
take away.
Yeah. Or just give advice, like, knowing that this probably won't be the last conversation you and I have that teaches each other something. You know, like, what would you want to tell people or leave them with as far as a nugget? Chicky nugget.
I love chicken nuggets. oh my gosh, there's this chicken wing song that the kids sing all the time. Chicken wing.
Yeah.
Oh. No, that's
it's on
head.
TikTok.
Oh god. TikTok. Geez Louise. A nugget, not a wing, that I would give to somebody. I guess listen. Just like you were saying, you know, listen to gain perspective. Go into the conversation knowing that you loved this person prior to the conversation. You're going to love them after it no matter what.
Mm.
They felt that way all the time. Let's say you knew someone for 10 years and you never knew their political beliefs.
Right.
And then you find out and you're like, you're like horrified.
Yeah.
What's that going to change? Nothing. Yeah. You've loved them for 10 years. So maybe go into it with that mindset. Listen to them, understand where they're coming from, and just say, it doesn't matter.
Mm. But what if it does matter? Because I think some people would disagree with that statement. Like for me, okay, I'll just use this example. My mom and I do not see politically, nor does my very best friend. Uh-huh. So to me, it matters. It doesn't matter, like, to the end of the world, to where they're not, like...
But does it matter that they feel that way? Or does it matter when they're trying to change you? Because to me, you can feel whatever way you want to feel. You're not pushing your, like, thoughts on me. Yeah, I might not like the way you do certain things, but that's your life. Yeah. So I guess maybe...
No, you're right. And I guess I'll rephrase. It matters because it makes me know, like... That's an element of our relationship now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just call my mom and not know that now. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
or at least know that the story or the conversations that we've had. Now, granted, I'm super blessed to have a mom that is also really great, open-minded. Like, we have really good conversations. But to me, it does add an element to our relationship now. And will it matter more sometimes and less others?
Right.
Probably, but I don't know.
I don't want to say it doesn't matter because you're right. It impacts our day-to-day lives.
But maybe what you're saying is
it's not gonna,
holding the value to as high or as big of a deal as you maybe would, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it goes back to, do you want everyone in your life to think the same way as you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Like, is it worth getting rid of this person because of this one thing? I see what you mean. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean. If someone, again, I know we've said it a million times, but if someone's not trying to change you and doesn't care that you feel the way you do, that's what shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
If someone's respectful enough and kind enough to say, this is why I feel this way. I mean, I think our country has just become so, like, hardcore. And, like, seriously. Like,
that's a great way to put it, yeah.
I mean, it's just there's no, like, oh, yeah, I vote this way. Peace out. Like, like, walk away. Like,
yeah,
there's
that
none
doesn't
of that.
Happen
mic drop,
anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I feel this way. And, like, that's what I want to, like, change. Like, okay, I'm glad you feel that way, but whatever.
Yeah. Like, I think for me, my best advice would be to always give room for, like, give space for response. I think, you know, a lot of times people want to just get what they want out and they forget to give space for a response. And I think that leads to understanding and perspective. So, like, you and I don't talk over each other.
Nope.
You talk, then I talk, then I, you know what I mean? So I think that,
and it's respectful.
Yeah, totally. Come in with respect for sure.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
I'm going to have that playing on the way out.
You should.
I probably don't have rights to it, but I'll figure it out.
That's what they played on our morning announcements in middle school every morning.
I wonder if I sing it, if it's the same thing, if I can get the trademark or the rights.
I'm not going to attempt to sing it because even my own mother doesn't listen to me sing.
Okay.
My students have to all day, every day. But
love it. See, we're ending with laughter. This is what I love about you.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. It's good.
What does it matter? Like,
yeah.
So you're right. Don't put so much value on it. That's the way.
All right. I'm going to leave us with a malaprop of the day.
Oh, yep.
You ready for it?
Ready.
If you had to see one more Instagram post about something political, you would blow a casket. Isn't that a good one?
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Kind of relates to you're going to lose it.
Yep.
Die. But
yep.
Wait. Basket, right? Oh, it's gasket.
Gasket.
And I said casket.
Yep.
See, I don't even know what.
Yep. I knew what you meant. I just let it go. I just let it go.
All right, guys. We are done for today. We'll see you next time for next episode. Thanks for listening and good luck with those conversations. Bye. This episode of Malaprops and Moxie was recorded at the Huga Coworking Podcast Studio. You can find them online at wearehuga.com, and that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. The music was recorded and produced by Young Citizen. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and write a review.